Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I love music. Music, like poetry, allows us to express concepts and emotions that are inexpressible using mere words. The addition of rhythm, rhyme, accompaniment, and other literary devices elevates the lyrics to something more. And right now, my eldest is starting to learn piano. And his favorite songs to work on are Linkin Park songs written for the Transformers movies. Especially What I've Done, which closes the first Transformers movie. Now, before I talk about that song, I want to talk about Linkin Park's musical journey up to the time of the writing of that song. Hybrid Theory, the band's first album released to a large audience, contains songs that focus more on the fact that there's something wrong with the singer's life, and he knows that it's not right. The songs emphasize the fact that the author wants some relief, but he has no clue where to get it. Songs like Run Away, By Myself, and Pushing Me Away really exemplify this. And moreover, By Myself talks about how the singer just can't seem to stop doing things wrong. He can't do things right, and he just doesn't know where to go for help. Next up is Meteora, which takes an interesting step in the direction of the lyrics. It moves from "there's something wrong" to "I have this vague hope that I can have my problems solved." Somewhere I Belong and Breaking the Habit really both convey this idea to me. I will break away, I'll find myself today, from the chorus of Somewhere I Belong, indicates this hope. And Numb talks about how the singer wants to get away from all the influences in his life that are destroying it. And that brings us to What I've Done. And when I first heard it, my initial impression was, this is a very Christian-themed song. What do I mean? Let's look in some more depth at it. The song's pre-chorus says, "So let mercy come and wash away what I've done." Now, mercy and grace are both important in the context of interpreting Christ's redeeming work. And while grace isn't specifically mentioned here, it's very strongly tied to the fact that it came because of God's great mercy. And the chorus itself says, "I faced myself to cross out what I've become, erase myself, and let go of what I've done," which continues the Christian imagery. The idea of seeing what you've done, realizing how bad it is, and embracing the love of Christ so that you may gain forgiveness and absolution of sins is key to Christianity. Paul says, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins." Paul also says, "This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." Coming back to the song, we see that the singer is letting go of what he's done. Christ enables us to do that, making it so that our sins no longer count against us. In the second verse, it says, "For what I've done, I'll start again, and whatever pain may come, today this ends, forgiving what I've done." And this is the continuation of that previous idea. The singer's sins are no longer applicable to him. In fact, the Bible calls placing one's faith and trust in Christ a new birth. So in a sense, it is starting over. In all, What I've Done is the culmination of the pain and longing expressed in Linkin Park's first two albums, and the answer, at least in the above lens that I showed, is a very Christian one. So the next time you're listening to something on the radio, I invite you to pause and think about the truths contained in whatever song you're listening to, and how they can point you back to Christ. There's plenty of songs you can do this with. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember, to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.